Okay, we're back to Marcus. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay. Says the Mishnah, Daf Daled, fourth Mishnah of Marcus. Me'idamanu b'ish proni, very much of a hashlama to the first Mishnah, as we'll see. Me'idamanu b'ish proni, shechai b'chaber masayim zuz, v'nimtsu zalmimin, lo kinu mishalmin. Shelo Hashem, ha'mevian l'dei makos, mevian l'dei tashlumin. Divei Rabbi Meir. We have a machokes hanoim, a case of Edom Zomen by Mammon. According to a mayor, they get two onshim. They get an onesh of Malkus and an onesh of Mammon. In other words, they pay Mammon Masayim Zuz based on Kasha Zomam. They also get Malkus based on Gosana. And Rav Meir explains, Shelo Hashem Hamvin L'dei Makos Mavin L'dei Tashlumin, that there's a separate machayv, a separate pasuk, according to Rashi. Rashi explains, Shelo Hashem Hamvin L'dei Machayvo Makos Machayvo Tashlumin. Rashi's gears are slightly different. Machayvo says Rashi, Malkus Mishum Golsana, but Tashlumin Mishum Kasha Zama. What does Hashem mean? Hamikra. So Rav Meir points out that since there's a separate pasuk that is Mechayiv Malkos, that's the Gosana, and a separate Pasuk that would be the basis for the Chiyuv Tashlumin, therefore, the Mechayiv both. In other words, we know that Gosana is the Lav She'en Bo Maisa. How could there be a Chiyuv Malkos for Gosana? The Rishonim here, the Ramban, also earlier, point out that we had the Gemara Dabez in the days that brings the Drasha of Tzdikos HaTzadik, that tells us that it can be Malkus in the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, the first Mishnah. And the Gemara asks, V'teplei Milosana, the Gemara explains it's a Lav She'en Bo Maisa, but the Rishonim explain that what you have in this Gzeres HaKasuv of Vitzdikos HaTzadik is not just a new halacha that you chayv Malkus, but ultimately in order to have a Chiyuv Onsha Malkus, you have to have a Lav. So the Lav ultimately for the onesh of Kasha Zamim has to be traced to the Avera of having Saredus Sheker. So in other words, within the Gzeres HaKasuv of Tzdikos HaTzadik, the Torah is megala to us that notwithstanding the fact that Lusana is Lav She'en Bo Maisa, there's still Malkus. So the Tzdikos HaTzadik is megala that there is Malkus for Lusana. So now in this Mishnah we understand what Rameir is saying. But there's a chiddush, understand, because that could have been specific to the case where you can't be Mekayim Kasha Zamim. When you don't have the ability to mekayem kasha zamam, in the cases of the first Mishnah, the Gemara has psukim, how we know we can't fulfill the onesh kasha zamam to make them a ben grusha, to give them chiyuv golus. So maybe that's the only time the Torah is machadish, that you'll get a malkus for losana when you can't mekayem kasha zamam. Here we see otherwise. Here we see that the gzeres hakasuv of the tzikos hatzadik is megala to us that losana is mechayev malkus. You can have an onesh of Malkus for Gosana, even though it's Lav She'en Bo Maisa. Says Rav Meir, no, if that's the case, it's not limited to the case of Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza or case of Golus. It's not only when you're not able to Mekayim Kasha Zamam. Even together with the Chiyuv Kasha Zamam, when it comes to Mammon, you can have a Chiyuv of Malkus. And he explains it because it's a different Pasuk. We have to know what that has to do with it. What does that mean? Why? Because it's a separate pasuk, and if it was one pasuk, it would be different. We've shown the struggle to understand what this means. There's other pshatim as well in the lashon of Rav Meir, Shelo Hashem. We'll have to get to all of this. But this is Rav Meir's shita, that there's a chiyuv of the mammon b'kasha zamam, along with the chiyuv of malkus for losana. The chacham disagree, the chacham in Romrim, kol ha'mishalem in aloke. Kol ha'mishalem in aloke. You can have both a chiyuv mammon together with the chiyuv malkus. Rashi explains, as the Gemara is going to tell us right away, "Dichsiv kedei rishaso." It's written in the parsha of Edom Zomin regarding giving Malkus. It says, "Kedei rishaso." Lashon haPasuk, "V'yipilu haShofet v'yikol lefanav kedei rishaso b'mispar." Kedei rishaso is a gzeres hakasuv to teach us mishamisha achas atemachayvo v'yatemachayvo mishamishtei rishayos. That you can only mechayv a person for one chiyuv, not two. Kedei rishaso, according to the one chiyuv, the one risha achas. And therefore, you can't have both the chiyuv mammon and the chiyuv malkus. Kol mishalem in aloke. Rashi continues, because again, learning the sugya in Ksubas, we see that typically The way it works is we have together the chiyuv of Malkus and Mamon, so you can't get both. What do you get? So regularly the rule, the default rule is, as Rav Yochanan there says in Ksuvis, that the rule is loke ve'ena mishalim. So the Malkus is the onus they'll get and not the chiyuv Mamon. And here we see the other way. Kol mishalim ena lokes, says Rashi, u'meseches Ksuvis makshinan. The Gemara asked the Kasha, so on this Mishnah, the name of Kol Loka in the Mishalim, the Yilko Kol Zomim Velo Yishalmu. So Rashi quotes the Gemara's Kashin Ksuvah. So why do you say that you Mishalim and Loka? It should be the opposite. Loka ben Mishalim, or Mishaninan. We have to look carefully at the Sugya, but for now, the Rashi. The Thebush Rips the Torah, Edim Zomim Tashlumin, the Yalf Lohasim. Gemara's Exeris Akasuf. It says there in the Hemshach HaPasuk, Yad Biyad, it says by Edim Zomim that they have to pay Mamon, that's for sure. And therefore, since the rule is Kedei B'Shasso, that you can't get to Onshin, and it's a special Riboy that the Onish Mamon is to be paid, so therefore we know that Kol Misham En Aloke. It's interesting, the way it's expressed in the Mishnah, Kol Misham En Aloke, usually it's the other way. The rule is Loke V'En Mishalim, but the point is, they're mutually exclusive. The extent that there's Mishalim, it's Ein Elokim. If it's going to be Elokim, it's Ein Elokim. You can't have together. So the way it's expressed, Kol Mishalim, if you're going to be Mishalim, then Ein Elokim. Here we know that Tashlumin is not negotiable. Here you have of the famous Rips of Torah for Tashlumin. So maybe it's going to be Kol Mishalim Ein Elokim. But this and the other case of Chol B'Chaveiro as well, that the case of the person is Chol B'Chaveiro, so they will have to pay Chamisha Dvarim, and they won't get the Malkus for the Avera of Lo Yosef. And so to here, they won't get the Malkus for Losana. But here too, within Rav Chachamim, we see that without the special rule of Kedei B'Shasso, there would have been, in theory, a Chiyuv Malkus for Losana, just as Rav Meir holds the Maisa, that there's a Malkus for Losana as well as the Tashlumin of Kasha Zaman. The Chachamim in theory would have also acknowledged that there's a basis to give them Malkus, but because we have Kedei B'Shasso that speaks to the case of Malkus and Mamon, that tells you can't have both, and here we have the Riboy to tell me by Edom Zomim that for sure they get Tashlumin. Therefore, Kol Misham Ein Aloke. What does the mayor do with that Kedei B'Shasso? That's again the sugya I gave it to look at. The sugya there says a mayor has a different case for Kedei B'Shasso, not for the combination of Malkus and Mamon, because for that he's going to have, as the Gemara is going to explain, an agreement from Moti Shema that you can actually have the two together, Loki and Mishalim together. So what does he do with Kedei B'Shasso? He doesn't ignore the Drasha. He uses the Drasha to refer to which case? Misa and Mamon. Misa and Mamon can't be together. So therefore, Lamashal by Edom Zomim as well. If you have the Edom Zomim testifying about a Chi of Misa, so then the halacha would be, all you give them is the onus of what? Misa for Kasha Zaman. But you won't give them together with that a Chi of Malkus for Losana. Because there a mayor also acknowledges the drasha Kedei B'Shasso, as it relates to what? To Misa, Misa and Malkus. But when it comes to Malkus and Mamon, Rav Meir has a special limud that we would have both chiyuvim together. Kedei B'Shasso doesn't relate to that situation. The Chachamim, on the other hand, don't have any reason to limit Kedei B'Shasso to just to Misa and Malkus. Chachamim learned that Kedei B'Shasso speaks also to the case of Malkus and Mamon. Therefore, again, in theory, there would have been a machayev for Malkus. But l'maisa kol misham ein aloke. That's part one of the Mishnah. That explains the first machlokes a little bit. Let's see the next part of the Mishnah. Mi'idim anu b'shproni shul chayiv malkus arboim v'nimsu zomimin. Here the case was that the Edom testified that somebody is chayiv malkus. He did an aveira that has chayiv malkus with it. And now the zomimin. Lokin shmonim. So Rav Meir says they'll get double malkus. Mishum l'san v'echa et shoker. Says Rav Meir, you can have two chiyuvim malkus here. One for the kasha zaman, which is what they intended for the person to have, and also malkus for losan. The chacham romim en lokin el arboim. Says Rashi, en lokin el arboim mishum kasha zaman. They only get the malkus for kasha zaman. Avo mishum losana lo loki, you won't get a malkus for losana, kidim farish begimar. Here already we have to figure out what the pshat. First part of the Mishnah, we explained based on the Gemara in the beginning. Kedei B'Shasso. Kedei B'Shasso speaks to two different notions. So you can't have a chiyuv of both Tashlumin and Malkus. But here you have a case of Malkus and Malkus. So you don't have Kedei Shasat to tell you that you only get one. So why would the Chum say you only get one for the Kashas Zaman? That already we have to wait for the Sugya Sagimar. Okay, just scratching the surface here. This is the Mishnah. There's a lot to say just on the words of Lo Hashem and all that, but I think in order to appreciate anything that we're going to see in the Tosis, we have to see the whole Sugya Sagimara and then come back and revisit everything. So let's see the Gemara. So we have, again, we have two machlokes in Rav Meir and the Chacham in the Mishnah. We see that Losana is a Mechayev in Malkus, despite it being a Lav Sheim Bo Maisa. And the Rav Meir therefore runs with that and says it could be a Chiyuv for Losana of Malkus together with Tashlumin, together with another Kashazama Malkus. The Chacham in both cases disagree. Starting with the first case, says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rabbanan, I understand Shitas Chachamim that there's only going to be a Chiyuv Mamon for Tkashazama, but not Malkus for Losana. Why? Kidei Rishasa Ksiv, it's written in the Torah, Kidei Rishasa. We explain, we darshin Mishum Mishachas at the Machaivo, via the Machaiv Mishum Shte Rishayos. You can only indict the person for one Chiyuv and make him Chayiv one Onish, and not a separate Onish. So you can't have a Chiyuv of Mammon and Malkus together. Ella Rabbi Meir, my time. What's the reason for Rabbi Meir that you are chayev both? And again, notwithstanding that we know the Gemara in Ksuvis, that Rabbi Meir will use Kedei Rishaso to speak only to the case of Misa and Malkus, but why should that be? In other words, there has to be something driving Rabbi Meir not to make the Ukimta in the Pasuk Kedei Rishaso to speak to Malkus. So Kedei Rishaso sounds like one chayev and not two. So why should we say it's going on with Misa and Malkus? So there must be some reason Rav Meir knows that you can have Malkus and Mammon simultaneously. Amar Ula. Gomar mimotzi shemra. Rav Meir has a mamatzinu from the halacha motzi shemra. A parsha in the Torah in Parshas Kisetzeh of a person who, after the nesuin, he's motzi shemra, that the woman who's his wife from the time of Erisin was mizana. From the Erisin, between the Erisin and the Nisuin. So he claims, he makes an accusation, a false accusation, that she was Mizana. So then we have to deal with this in Torah. There's all different ways to deal with it. There's Edom on each side. There could be first who are similar, the Pasuk says. You have to know whether that means Kipshuto or not Kipshuto, or just a part of the Din Torah. At the end of the day, if, of course, in Emes Hayadavazeh, then she's Mechuyev Skila for being Mizana as an Arusa. But in the case where he was lying, so what does the Torah say there in Parshas Kisetzeh? So if he's motzi shemra on his wife, so it says two things. It says va'anshuos, it says they take the person v'yisru also. V'yisru means to discipline, but we have a drasha on v'yisru. V'yisru is to be interpreted to refer to an onus of malchus. We have a way of learning it out. V'yisru is connected to Ben Sorer Umora, so there's association with the word Zerg Zereshava. And we have, by Ben Sorer the word Ben Sorer Umora, and we have the Pasuk Bin Hakosa Rasha, so it's Yisru Mi Yisru, Uben Mi Bin. So we know that the Yisru, what kind of disciplining are we discussing? So by way of the chain association, we know the Torah's Ramis here, the Yisru through the Onesh of Malkus. But then it's also, of course, the Onesh, the Knas of what? What does he have to pay there? Banshu also, how much? Meir Chesef. Meir Chesef, right? By an Ones, Umefata, the Chiyuv is Hamishim Chesef. But by Mercy Shema, it's twice that. It's Meir Chesef, and also we'll see Elisha, all discussed here in the Tzukim of Parshas Kisetzeh. So, the look, just to read a little bit in the Tzukim, Kihikach Ish Isha, says the Chab Beis, beginning Pasuk Yud Gimel. Kihikach Ish Isha, Boy Leil Sneya. With some alilos devarim, an accusation vote for a shame ra, the Amar Saisha Zosko Kahti, for a krave leha, Vulomatsasila Bsulim. The Lakach Avi Hanara the Ima, the Otsiris Bisuli Hanara Zikna Ir Hashara to the Bezdin, but Amar Avi Hanara as Kanem as beating a Satilish Azel Ishava Isna Eha, the Inehu Sam alilos devarim, Lemar Lomatsasi Bitra Bsulim, the Ega Bsuli Biti. Ufarsu asimla, says the Pasuk, they spread out the blanket, lefnezik ne'ir, again, shaygu what that means exactly. But meanwhile, there's all kinds of discussions, the basin has to assess whether he's telling the truth or not. V'lakuzik ne'ir, so ish v'yisro, so. So assuming he's telling a lie, v'yisru also, that's the drasha for Malkus. Rashi says one word, Malkus, Rashi ala Torah. V'anshu also me'achesef, v'nasnu avi anayra, and he give it to the father, ki hotzi shemra al b'silas Yisrael. Because he was motzi shemra on the young woman, v'lo siya l'isha l'yuchu shachar kol yam. Says Rav Meir, we see in motzi shemra, Rashi says, u'matzos avitcha b'silim, that you can have what? Lokel Mishalim. Ma motzi shemra lokel Mishalim, af kol lokel Mishalim. Rashi here. Lokel Mishalim, dechsiv v'yisroso, v'anshiloso, v'amim v'ksubis, v'yisru zeh malkis. V'yafinu la mikroi, as we just mentioned before, the derivation of v'yisru to be malkis. Says Rav Meir, oh, so you see, you can have both chiyuvim together. So what is Kedei Rishasa going on, as we said? Kedei Rishasa, we have to refer to what? To Misa Malkus, not to Mamina Malkus. No, so what did the Chachamim say in response? Or first we'll see the Gemara between Rav Meir. See what the Machokis is also a shah, what the Rabbanan are going to say. It says the Gemara, Mala Motzi Shema Shekein Knas. Motzi Shemra, the Chiyuv Mammon is a Knas. Right? Knas is a certain type of Chiyuv that's, again, it's not, it's a Dabar Katsuv, and it's Yosef Mashihizik, the various klalim of Knas, it's a chi of Knas. The Torah assigns a chi of Meir Kesev as Knas. Rashi explains, the chol Knas chidushu. Umi chidush lo yafinam u'mamona. There's a chi of that's a chi of which is a chidush, then you can't use that as a melamed. Now, something interesting, because, see, Bishlama, what are we trying to say here? That you shouldn't be able to learn from Motzi Shemra, because there it's a chidush, and therefore, what should you say? Maybe only over there lokel mishalim, but over here what? Maybe over there it's lokel mishalim, they go together. Because knas is a chidush. So, that would make sense if the rule would be, by Edom Zomimin, let's say over here, that the lokel, the ain't a mishalim. So say, they can't tell me that you can have the chi of mammon together with the Malkus, even though by Motzi Shemra I find that there's a Chiyuv Knas with the Malkus. Because, Chiyuv, Chiyuv of Chidush, that can go together with Malkus. Here, where it's just Mammon, so maybe you don't have the Chiyuv Mammon together with Malkus. That would be if the Chiyuv, if the Halacha of Ein Alok and Mishalim here, that you say Kedei Rishasa, would mean that you don't have the Mammon, you have the Malkus. And I understand more readily the pircha of knas, right? Because what does knas say? Because it's a chidush, so therefore, even though there's also the malkus, but there's going to be the chidush knas as well. But what do we have by Edom Zomim? Which way do you go? Not that there's a chi of malkus without mammon. There's a chi of mammon without the malkus. So what does the pircha of knas have to do with that? You have to now frame it a little differently. What is it saying? Since over there, by Motzi Shemra, the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Knas, so therefore, the Chiyuv Knas, together with Knas, which is a Chidush, maybe that's where you can have Malkus. With a Chiyuv Mammon, maybe you can't have together with that Malkus. It's a little more subtle. In other words, if the point was that you're adding on to the Malkus a Chiyuv Knas, and here you're not adding on to the Malkus a Chiyuv Mammon, I understand the Pircha. Knas is a chidush, so then you can pile on a chidush. You can't learn out from there that you can always have a chiyuv mammon with knas, a chiyuv mammon with malkus, because maybe only knas, which is a chidush, you can have together with malkus. But here it's not that you have the malkus without the mammon; you have the mammon without the malkus. So what's the pircha? Yeah,
isn't that only according to the Rabbanan?
I'm saying, but this is the kasha on Rav Meir. In other words, if you're not going to say the drasha from Motzi Shemra, then where are you going to end up over here in our Mishnah? Like the Rabban. So what we're trying to say is because of the fact that there it's Knas, therefore maybe only by Knas you can say Lokel Mishalim. But by Edom Zomim, Halacha would be Mishalim Ben Lokel, because it's Mammon. What is the fact that it's not Knas a reason why they have to have the Malkus? If I see you can have Malkus and Knas together, why can't that teach me that I can have Mammon along with the Malkus? The Pircha is not speaking to the Malkus, it's speaking to the to the mamon and type of mamon it is. So I could argue that the chiyuv or knas, that can come even together with something else. But mamon maybe can't come with something else. So you'll have to say, but still, but maybe because it's a chidush of knas, so therefore that's where you can have the knas with the malchus. But mamon and malchus, you can't have the malchus with the mamon. Maybe only a chidush can go with something along with it. It doesn't matter which is the thing that you're going to have. Maybe knas is unique, and therefore knas can exist with another chiyuv, namely malchus, and mamon cannot coexist. Even though what you have over here is the mamon, not the malchus. But afal pikein, that's enough of a pircha. It's not just when it's the malchus plus something else that the pircha is. Well, maybe knas yes, and mamon not. Even if it's going to mean mamon without malchus, but I can't get that I can add the malchus to mamon. Maybe I only can add the malchus to knas. Just a subtle point. I'm just showing you that the pircha is not dafka because it's adding onto malchus. It's adding malchus onto it. But nevertheless, I can add malchus onto knas, but maybe I can't add malchus onto mamon. Okay, yeah, it's a ha'ara, but basically that's what the pircha is going to be. So then how could you learn from Moshe Shemra to Edom Zelman? Says the Gemara in response for Rav Meir, Savala Rabbi Akiva. So this we had at the base on the base Gemara with Aleph. We know Shitas Rabbi Akiva is that Edim Zalman, the Chiyav Mammon of Kasha Zalman, has a status of Knas. And therefore we saw the Sugya there, the Nafkamina, if you're going to be Moder, the Beis Din Acher, that Yom Nischayiv, that there was a Hazama in the first Beis Din. You weren't yet Mechayiv Mammon based on that sack, but there was a Hazama. If you're being Moder and a Chiyav Knas, it's called Moder B'Knas Potter, it's a Chiyav Knas, not a Chiyav Mammon. So that's Rabbi Akiva's Shita. So Rabbi Meir will have to go with Rabbi Akiva. The Amar Edim Zomek Knasahu. Yeah, so Rabbi Meir can learn from Moshe Shemra because he is of the opinion, like Rabbi Akiva, that Edim Zomek is Knas as well. And therefore, it's a perfect limud. Just like by Moshe Shemra, you can have a Chiyav Malkus, the Yisru, together with a Chiyav Knas. So too by Edim Zomin, which is Achiv Knas of Kasha Zamnam, you can have that together with the Malkus of Losana. Again, that's the Mahalach in Rav Meir. Now what's left out in the Gemara, this we'll have to wait and see more in the Tosfos, but just to speak it out, just a cheshbon of the Pshat of the Gemara. So where did the Chacham stand on this? What would you think? So one, the instinctive answer would be, that Mar Tosfos, at least that's what comes out, what's the Shittas Chachamim? Why don't they learn from Moshe Shemra? They hold that it is a pircha. Why? Because they hold Edim Zomin is? It's mamon. They hold now Rabbi Akiva. Okay. But then it comes out something interesting. This just give you a tease and a heads up for Tosfos. So it comes out, at first glance, that it should come out that the halacha of lokim is shalim for a mayor. And for the chachamim, kol mishamein lokim. So it should come out, really, that if the chiyuv was a chiyuv mamon, the Rameir should be moda. That Kaviri Shasa would tell me that I can have Golke Mishal. And to the extent that I have a chiyuv malchus with a chiyuv knas, Edom Zalman is not knas, right? But if I have a chiyuv knas, then Chacham should also agree that you should have a chiyuv knas together with the malchus, like Moshe Shemra. Because the whole machlokus is specifically limited to Edom Zalman. Could Edom Zalman, the chiyuv kasha zalman there, the mamon, could that coexist with Malkus? So if it's Malkus, if it's Knas, then it's learned from Moshe Shemra, so you could have Lokim Mishalim, that's Rav Meir. The Chacham hold like the Chacham, like not Rabbi Akiva, they hold that Edim Zomim is Mammon, so you can learn that with Shemra. But in general, if you have a Chiyuv of Knas with Malkus, so everyone should agree that you can learn that from Moshe Shemra. And if you have a Chiyuv Mammon together with Malkus, then everyone should agree that I don't have both. The problem Tosfos is going to raise is that we see from many Gemaras, not that way, that Shitas Rav Meir, that you can have Lokim Mishalim, is not limited to a case of Knas. And you see that because, you see, Rav Meir went and jumped Kedei Shasa and made it apply to a case of Malkus and Misa. Right? He doesn't say, well, Kedei Shasso can still have relevance for Malkus and Mammon as long as it's not Knas. So in other words, Rav Meir across the board holds that you can have Lokim Mishalim, Bein B'Knas, Bein B'Mammon. That's on the one hand. On the other hand, the Chachamim who say that you use Kedei Rishaso by Malkus and Mamun, and I won't have both, it's not just by Mamun, it's even by Knas. Even though you could have learned from Motzei Shema. So how do you make Hesed Tails of this Gemara? The Gemara seems to think that Rav Meir learned from Motzei Shema because it's Knas by Motzei Shema and by Edom Zalmanin. The Chachamim view Edom Zalmanin as Mamun was saying. So then it should come out that by Knas they should agree, and Rav Meir should agree by Mamun. We don't find that. So that's the problem that's raised by Tosis here, Tosis in Ksuvis. Yeah, Tosis is going to work it out that Lemaisa, since the Limud of Kedei Rishaso was written by Edom Zalmanin, so based on what Edom Zalmanin is, it's going to now determine the halacha all the time by Malkus and Mamun, by Malkus and Knas, because this is now the Koveya. Whether I'm going to learn Kedei Rishaso to refer to Malkus and Mamun is going to depend on what Edom Zalmanin is, but now it's not going to be limited to specifically that according to a mayor it's only by Knas and Chum only by Mamun. It's going to come out that for both, it's going to mean all the time that a mayor always says Loka Mishalim, even by Mamun, and the Chum always say that you can't have both Mamun and Malkus even by Knas. But again, the Kash is clear, right? Tosis and Ksubis, it's a different answer, we have to discuss all this. This is just in Cheshbon of Pshat of the Gemara. So far we explained part one of the Mishnah, explaining what Rav Meir learns from Motzei Shemra, that you can have Loka Mishalim, and he doesn't have a pircha of Knas because he holds that Edom Zalmanin is a Knas as well. Now the Gemara continues, Ika de Masni loha de Ula aha. So we just quoted Ula saying, Gamra mi Motzei Shemra, with regard to Shitas Rav Meir in the Mishnah, that you can have the Chiyuv of Tashlumin of Kasha Zaman with Malkus because of Motzei Shemra that we see there as well, Loka Mishalim. Now the Gemara is suggesting that this statement of Gam Motzei Shemra of Ula was regarding something unrelated to our Mishnah. It's a whole different inyan. Some had Ula's remark of Gam Motzei Shemra regarding the following inyan. Aha. Not specifically our Mishnah. This Sanya. We have a braisa regarding the Lav of Nosa. Loso Siru Mimenu Ad Boker. The Torah says when it comes to Karbanos, Pesach is this pasuk, but whatever the karbanos are, there's an iser of nosar not to leave over, and that you should not consume the meat of the carbon that to be eaten within the allotted time. Vanosa menu ad boker bo'esh tisrof. Torah says what's left over till the morning, that you're obligated to burn it. So we have here the following observation from the Tanakhama here. Ba'al kasuf. Says Rabbi Yehuda, since the pasuk tells me right after mentioning the lav of nosar, and what if you do leave it over, then you're told, instructed what to do, you're to burn it. So that's called a lav hanitak laasei. By the pasuk telling me what's your job now to do, if you left over, you are to burn it. That's another way to tell me that there's no Malkus, even though this Lav should have Malkus. A Lav generally has Malkus. But not if the Torah tells me what you're to do to remedy the situation. So that's called a Lav Hanitak, that's connected to an Asay. And that's the reason, says Rabbi Yehuda, that there's no Malkus. As Rashi explains, you get the Master Lahadullah, the fact that the Torah, that to say that's written right after the Lav, takanaso v'kaparaso v'eras Lav. It's a way of saying there's no other need to remedy this Lav with what would otherwise be the onus associated of Malkus. This is what you were to do. So the Torah is now dismissing any other remedy but what I tell you. That's the lumbus v'lav anita say. This is what you're to do, to burn the meat that was left over, and therefore you know there's no Malkus. That's the rule called Lav Chanita Glasei, that's Chitas Rabbi Yehuda. The Girsa now should be, as the Mashal Maram point out, we'll see in Tosis, it's Muchach that way, not Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yaakov. Not Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Omer, he disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda. What does Rabbi Yaakov say? Lo min Hashem Uzeh. That's not the reason for why you don't get Malkus for the Lav of Noser. That's not the real reason, to the contrary. That would be, based on that, you could still get Malkus, in other words. Ella mishum da'avei lav she'ein bo ma'iseh. A different reason why there's no makis for noser. Since the violation of the lav is done passively, you're not eating the meat, so that's called a lav she'ein bo maisa, and the rule is there's no makis a lav she'ein bo maisa. Rashi says, lo min hashem huzeh, ein tam ze'ikr. The lav she'nitigla say, what is it, gimel here? They take out ein. Lokin alaf. Based on Rav Yaakov's understanding, Rav Yaakov said would be lokin alaf. El mipnei ma moser ein alokin. Not for what you said of Yehuda. Vishalaf she'ein bo mais. Okay, and here's what Ula steps in to try to explain that what is of Yehuda hold regarding Rav she'ein bo mais. Each one argues on the reason of the other. Rav Yaakov thinks that Rav she'ein bo mais would still get malchus, so he needs to come on to the reason for noser not getting malchus. It's ein bo mais. And Rav Yehuda doesn't agree with Rav Yaakov's reason, because he holds Rav Shein Maisa would be Lokin Olav, so he needs to give the reason of Nita Klase. Before we continue, just to understand, and this halacha of Rav Yaakov, Rav Shein Maisa in Lokin Olav, what's the source for that? Rav Shein Nita Klase, we're explaining, Rashi explained to us what the svara is. If the Torah gives you an asay, directs you what to do in the wake of a violation, so it's a way of saying to you, this is what's to be done, this is the remedy, and there's nothing else to consider as a remedy for the situation, there's no malchus. This is the tikkun for the lav. Rav Shein bo Maisa, what's the mokar? The Gemara is going to have to say Rav Yehuda has a mokar otherwise, that lokin alav, like, what's the default? The default would have been ein lokin alav. What would be the reason to think ein lokin? That's not stated in our Gemara. That's the sugya in the third parak. That you'd give him 11 days, beginning of the third parak in Makis. Some of you learn a little Bikias, maybe on the side. Okay, so I don't know if you're there. Are you there yet? Okay. There's two svaras in the Gemara. The Gemara discusses in the beginning of the third parak, there's a list of things in the Mishnah that get Malkis, which includes Chayvei Krisus. Not Chayvei Misus Beisim, but Chayvei Krisus. The Gemara brings a number of Tanoim on this, that Rabbi Akiva holds that there could have been Malkus according to Rabbi Yishmael. There could be Malkus for Chayvei Krisus. The Gemara says, where do you know that? There's a few Tanoim over here, whether you get Malkus for Chayvei Krisus, for Chayvei Misus Beis Din. But then the Gemara says, my time with Rabbi Yishmael, about 8 or 9 lines from the top of Amid Beis there. The Gemara quotes as follows. In Tochacha it says, "Imlo sish molasos is kol divrei Torah zos." And it says after that, "V'hifla Hashem es makoscha." So hifla means, kipshuto means like a wonder. Like it will be very remarkable and unusual. The Gemara darshins, "V'hifla milashon malchus." Like it says, "V'hipilo hashofet." In the parasha Malchus, it says that shofet makes him bend down. They give the malchus when a person's bent in a bent position. So the hifla is a lashon of malchus. And it says, the Moshe Shmolasso says, kol divrei Torah zos. Sounds like even Chayvei Krisus, malchus can apply to Chayvei Krisus. It says the Gemara. So then maybe Chayvei Asei Nami. So then maybe Chayvei Asei should also give malchus. And it says, the Moshe Shmor. Sishmor is Milashin Alav. Yishamer. Says the Gemara, no, okay, so it has to be Alav. So then even a lav she'en bo maisa should get malchus. It's still sishmor, and lo sishmor. So the Gemara says, it says in the pasuk, lo sishmor what? What's the next word after lo sishmor? Lo sishmor? Lasos. Lasos tells me there had to be a maisa. So that would be one, stop at that point in the Gemara, you have maybe one suggestion. So lav she'en bo maisa can malchus because it says it hifla Hashem, which is malchus. And it's imlo sishmo lasos. But then Mark ends up saying you don't need that because anyway it's going to be, you're going to have to come on to another reason anyway because Mark continues and asks, nu lav shenita glasei nami. If you hold those shitas that hold lav shenita glasei doesn't get malchus, why not? After all, it should be part of lo sishmo lasos. They violated a lav, bikum vasei. Mark says, because of another svar. Dumya d'lav d'chasima. Right after the parasha of malchus, which is again by the Tzigos HaTzadik, that section. So right after that, the pasuk says, the next pasuk after Nikochicha Le'inecha is what? Lo sachsum shor b'disho. Lo sachsum shor b'disho is a lav Not, we have to see about this in the Tosis, the first Tosis on the Mishnah. It's going to mention this sugya. Lusachsam shor b'disho. This is again a kiseidse perik. It's mamish in the same section. Not even a perasamach in between. It's right after Abom Yakenelo Yosef Chaf Hey Gimel. Then the next pasuk, Lusachsam shor b'disho. When Yeshua is threshing, you're not allowed to muzzle it, that it won't be able to eat as it's threshing. You're not allowed to deprive the animal, maybe it's a Baal Chaim issue possibly, if it's not your shor, in some way you're depriving the persons whose shor it is from the food that the shor is entitled to have. So you're not allowed to muzzle the shor as it's threshing. Now, what kind of a lav is that? Right? It's not a lav shenit glase. So the Gemara says, so you see, Dumi Dilav the Chasima, says the Gemara, Hashda the Asis Gahachi, now that you've already used that the guidelines for when you get Malkus has to be fitting the criteria that are similar to Lasachlim Sharbidisho. So it says, Kulanami Dumi Dilav the Chasima, so that takes care of all the other kashas. How do you know that an Asay doesn't get Malkus? How do you know Lav She'im Bumaisa doesn't get Malkus? The same way you know, according to this opinion, Lav Shinit Lasay. In other words, it has to be similar to Lasachlim Sharbidisho. Okay, so at the end of this Gemara, what we end up is the reason why Lav She'in Bo Maisa in Lokin Lav is because it has to be a Lav She'yesh Bo Maisa, which is analogous to the Maisa Chasima when you do a Maisa Lo Sachso. All right, so that would be the default. So here's what Ula stepped in was to say Gamin Motzi Shemra. Because we had Rav Yehuda who said that Nosa doesn't get Malkus because of Nita Glasei. Rav Yaakov gave the reason Rav She'in Bo Maisa. Zog the Gemara, so what does it imply that Rav Yehuda doesn't accept the reason of Rav Yaakov? Mechlal, Rav Yehuda Sava, Rav She'in Maisa, Lokin Olav. Again, he doesn't reckon with that drasha that we just said, we got to be this prat, that has to be Dumi Dlav Dachasima. Is Minole? So how does he know that Rav She'in Maisa, Lokin Olav? Amar Ula, Gam Motzi Shemra. Just like Motzi Shema, Motzi Shema, Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Lokin Olav. Avko Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, Lokin Olav. So what is this limud, the Lav She'ein Maisa gets Malkus according to Ula? Learn from Motzi Shema. What is the Lav of Motzi Shema, Rabbo say? What's the Lav? The Gemara in Ksuvis in the fourth parak, that's the Sugis of Motzi Shema, Daf Mem Vav. Atzharo Motzi Shema Minolon. Rav Elazar Omer? No? Anybody? Try. What's the Lav Motzi Shema? What's the Lav Lashon Hara? Everyone knows. Selech Rachil Ve'amech. Parshas Kedoshi. That's what the Gemara says here. Rav Elazar Omer. Selech Rachil. Nosson has a different drasha. A nishmarta. But let's go with this. Selech Rachil Ve'amech. That's how the Rambam paskins. The Lav is Selech Rachil. So what is it a Lav? She'yesh Maisa Lav She'im Maisa. So why? Dibur. And yet, you see the Torah says v'yisro. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda learns from here, from Motzi Shemra, that you can get Malkus for Lav She'in Bo Maisa. So that's what Ula was talking about when he said the statement of Gamar Motzi Shemra, not regarding our Mishnah with Shitas Rav Meir, but regarding the Inyan of Rabbi Yehuda who holds Lav She'in Bo Maisa Lokin Olav, because of what we see by Motzi Shemra. Says the Gemara, but wait, let's have a pircha on this limud, on this mamatzina. How could you learn out from Motzi Shemra that Lav She'in Maisa Lokin Olav, there's a unique halacha by Motzi Shemra that you don't find elsewhere, namely that there's a chumra there that not only is there Malkus, but there's also it's also Tashlumin, but Anjo also Mea Chesef. So therefore, and that's an anomaly, because typically it's in a local Mishal. That must be because we're going according to which opinion of our Mishnah? The Chachamim, right? According to Rav Meir, this wouldn't be a Pircha. According to Rav Meir, local Mishalim is the norm. We don't have Kedei Rishah so to say in a local Mishalim. Right? This Pircha, the Gemara, the Gemara is assuming Rabbi Yehuda would hold generally, not like Rav Meir. He would hold Ein Alokim Mishalim as a general rule, right? Alokim Ein Mishalim or Beidim Zom Mishalim Ben Alokim Bechovel Mishalim Ben Alokim. But therefore, because Motzi Shemra, you see this something unusual about it, that there's also Mishalim together. So maybe that's why there could also be this halacha of Malkus, even though it's a dibur, it's not a maisa. Because you see, anyway, there's a unique halacha that's local Mishalim. So that was a pircha on what Ula said for Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So Mara says, Ela Amr Shlokish. So we're back to this Indian still of Rav She'im B'maisa Lokin Allah, but we're going to be back to Edom Zomin regardless. We thought we were waiting for Edom Zomin for a few lines in the Gemara. No. We're back to Edom Zomin. Within this discussion of Rav She'im B'maisa Lokin Allah, we're revisiting Edom Zomin on another level. How so? Shlokish says, but what does Rav Yehuda know? Rav She'im B'maisa Lokin Allah. Okay, Motzi Shema won't help us because it has its own chumra of local mishalim. But Gama Edom Zomin, he learns that you can get Malkus for Rav She'im B'maisa from Edom Zomimin. Ma Edom Zomim Rav She'im B'maisa Lokin Olav, Av Kol Rav She'im B'maisa Lokin Olav. Oh, we find you get Malkus by Edom Zomim by Rav She'im B'maisa. Let's see Rashi. What case are we discussing? What is the Gemara learning from? Where in Edom Zomim do you see you get Malkus, even though we know it's only a deep word, it's Edom B'maisa? What case? Says Rashi. Come Edom Zomin, my Edom Zomin, Rav She'im B'maisa Lokin, the Lokin, Edom Zomin, Lokin, al Diburam, the Rashi, the Edei ben Gusha ben Chalutza. Dav Beis. In the case of Dav Beis, that the Mishnah says they get Malkus, even though it's a Lav She'im B'maisa. Why? Because what Lav are we discussing, of course? What Lav is there? By Edom Zomin, Losana is a Lav She'im B'maisa. So what does that show me? That you can get Malkus even on a Rav She'im B'maisa. Because of the case of the Malkus of Ben Grusha. What did Rashi not choose to explain the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't say what case. What alternative could you have supplied for this? And you see in the Shita Mikubetsis Bava Kama, there is such a suggestion. The Rashi Mishans over there learns different Pshat. What could the Gemara have meant? From which case of Malkus of Edom Zomin could you think? A case, stam case, meaning what's a stam case? They test it for some chai Malkus. And then the onus will be that they'll get kasha zamam, they'll get Malkus, even though again it's a lav she'im b'maisa. So this is interesting. Rashi chose to learn pshat in the Gemara here that the lav she'im b'maisa of Edom Zomin, the Rabbi Yehuda is learning from, is from the Malkus of Ben Grusha. Why didn't Rashi learn like the other suggestion of the Shita brings in Bava Kama and Dalit? That we're learning from the case of Edom Zomin, Kasha Zama Malkus. Why did Rashi learn it's going from the Malkus of Ben Grusha? It's a Hara, right? So just to beginning to say something, we're going to obviously be talking a lot about these things, but just to think of something right now, a Svara, for Rashi at least, why couldn't the Gemara be proving it from the Edom Zomin of Kasha Zama Malkus when they said Tamar Chayv Malkus? To say Lav She'im B'maisa in Lokin Alav, what does that mean? It means you can't get an Onesh Haguf for Lav She'im B'maisa. Or specifically, it means you can't get what would normally be associated with a lav. A lav means Malkus. The Torah says, don't do, which is a way of saying, and if you do that, then the default is Malkus. So that's where the rule is, but that default Malkus that's linked to a lav cannot exist by Lav She'im B'maisa. Doesn't mean that you can't have an onesh if the by Lav She'im B'maisa. When you have Edim who testify that someone is Chayv Malkus, what is the onesh that they're getting? What do you call it? It's an onesh Malkus for the Lav? Or what do you call that onesh? It's an onesh of Kasha Zamam. That was the Zamam. If there was Zamam on Misa, they'll get Misa. If the Zamam was Malkus, they'll get Malkus. So the fact that they'll get an onesh Malkus b'toras Kasha Zamam, that doesn't prove to me that Lav She'im B'maisa in Lokin Olav. Because Lav She'im B'maisa in Lokin Olav means the Malkus is, that the Lav is telling me you'll get Malkus for that Lav. The Lav speaks to saying, the Lav and for the Lav is Malkus. Of course it all traces back, that there has to be a law for any onesh. But the onesh is defined as kashazama. They're getting kashazama. It happens to be, granted, it happens to be malchus. But the onesh is kashazama. So maybe Rashi holds that that wouldn't prove to us anything about lav shei maisa lokin alav. The fact that they get the malchus of kashazama. However, in the case of the Mishnah ben Grusha, you're not getting kashazama. They want the ben Grusha. Torah says that you get malchus. When you can't fulfill kashazamam, being make ben grusha, you get malchus. So that's what the Torah is saying, you're getting a malchus for losana. That's a malchus for losana. Now I have to know how this works with the Torah that we're speaking about, that the malchus of the Mishnah is also for the zamam. You have to know if it perfectly fits or not. It could fit, but it's not as simple. But l'chara, the difference is clear. The malchus, which is like b'chlal the lav, that's what we're trying to show. You get malchus for the losana. It's more traceable to the losana in the case of ben grusha than when it is the onesh of kashazama. If they wanted to give malchus, that is doesn't prove anything about the lav shein bo maaseh lo kein alav. We have to know. Obviously, there's other ways to learn. This is how Rashi learned the Gemara. Let's see a few more lines in the Gemara. So the Gemara says that's how Rashi learns. That's how Yehuda knows lav shein maaseh lo kein alav. In fact, the Gemara. I have a pircha. Edim Zomin, yes, they get malchus for Ebo Maisa, but they have a specific chum associated with it that they don't need hasra. Typically, to get an onesh in the Torah, you need hasra. You need to be warned. And if you do this aveira, you will get onesh X. And Edim Zomin don't need hasra. They get their onesh akasha zamam. They get their malchus for Ben Grusha, according to Rashi, without hasra. Now, it's very interesting. Rashi, I want you to look at, I don't know how many you got to it, so maybe Mitzvah Shem for tomorrow. Look carefully at the various Gemaras and Ksuvos that are the backdrop to various parts of this Gemara. Rashi says the following. Eidim Zomen Etzirchen Asra, B'Ksuvos Arminan, Taima, Be'elunayris. Rashi explains the reason they don't need Asra. Nasir Behu Emas, when are you going to warn them? V'chuli. In other words, Rashi brings a Gemara, the Rava's reason, if you're going to warn them too early, they'll say, we forgot. If you warn them right before they say the Eidus, they won't want to say the Eidus. L'maisa, if you see the Gemara there, this reason that's given, the Gemara ends up getting shrugged up. The Gemara ends up saying a different reason. If they want to be punished, that person without Asra, then Kasha Zalim dictates they don't need Asra either. So Rashi, whatever reason, doesn't explain the reason that the Gemara gives, Maskana. But meanwhile, what you see in Rashi is the following. This that Edom don't need Asra, Edom Zomin, is not just the standard Kasha Zomim Onesh, but even which case of Edom Zomin don't need Asra? Even which case is Muchach in Rashi? No? What case are we discussing? Megusha. Also interesting. Again, according to our gear saying Suvis over there, Lamed Gimel, it's Mefurish in the Gemara. But apparently not everyone had that gear. If you look in that Shit Mukubes is above a Kama and also the Me'iri earlier. Sounds like they're clearing this question. Ben Grusha, Eide Ben Grusha, need Asra, don't need Asra. What's the Shaila? Mefurish in the Gemara. Mishpanecha, the Gemara's. So, I don't know. Somehow there's a Girsa in the Gemara that may not be everyone's Girsa. From this Rashi, it's clear from our Gemara that is correct. Whether it's Mefurish in our Gemara, whether it's implicit in this Gemara, in our Gemara, in Ksuvis, it's clear in the Gemara. Eide Ben Grusha, do not need Asra. That's quite to Rashi the case that we're discussing here. The Gemara is asking a pircha. Eden Zomen ain't Svichem Hasra. Avok Koshar Onshin, the Basin Shomata, or the other Onshin Svichem Hasra. So maybe that's why you can have the din of Lav Shein Maiselok and Alav. So that's Kasha on the pircha on the limit from Eden Zomen. Says Motzi Shemra Yochiach. Ah, Motzi Shemra does need Hasra. And again, you see that Lav Shein Maiselok and Alav. And then we know Motzi Shemra has the pircha of Lokim Mishale. So now again, Edim Zomen Yochiach, the Chazar Adin, so which means basically each time you can always use a Yochiach for the other thing. You have Edim Zomen and Motzi Shemra, each of them have the Halacha, Ein B'Maisa Lokin Alav, Lo Rizek 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 Rizek. Each one is different than the other. Hatzad HaShavah Shebehen, what do you see that's in common? Lav She'ein B'Maisa V'Lokin Alav. Af Kol, so Rabbi Yehuda therefore learns, Lav She'ein B'Maisa Lokin Alav. So this is now where Ula fits in. Ula, together with Rish Lakish, is going to explain to us Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, From what? From Moti Shemra and Eden Zoman. In fact, the Gemara, interesting kasha, strange kasha. Sheken knas. Wait, two kashas. First kasha we take here. Sheken knas. No, so Chor Moti Shemra is knas, that's for sure. And Eden Zoman is knas according to Rabbi Akiva. So maybe that's why you have Ein B'Maisa Lokin Alav. Says Gemara, that's not a problem. Holo kasha. Rabbi Yehuda L'Sava Lav to Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov, right? To Rabbi Akiva, rather. Rabbi Kiva holds it's knas, Rabbi Yehuda holds it's not a knas. So that'd be good. So therefore, there's no pircha of Sheken knas. Ella, following kasha, Marat Sarah Shabbosh and Sheken Yesh ben Sat Chamur. Sat Chamur. What is Pashup Shat? Sat Chamur? Moti Shemra has it's Sat Chamur in what regard? It's Loka Mishalin. Or it's knas. Eden Zolman has a. Has what? Has a tzad chamor in that? That's Yasra. So therefore, because each one has a tzad chamor, therefore I shouldn't be able to learn to other lavim shembo maisa. Says Gemara in response to Yehuda, tzad chamor lo parich. Doesn't see that as a pircha. Rashi, tzad chamor lo parich. Ho v'chumor shezeh, enuk v'chumor shezeh, ain't tam ha-malkus, tali bo. Which in Chora sounds like every tzad ha-shav is predicated on that idea that tzad chamor lo parich. If you can ask tzad chamor, then you can be talted tzad hashava. This is how Tosis or the Rishonim wonder, how can you talk about tzad chamor? You undermine every tzad hashava. So what's exactly the point of tzad chamor over here? That, oh, tzad chamor is a pircha, but Rav Yehuda does know it's a pircha. A lot of things in this Gemara has to be sorted out. Rabbo say the work is cut out for us. We have Rabbi Blau coming in to see us in the Beitara. Shnit Hashem. Ot Chazem Amor, we'll continue. Rabbo say,